Morning, Mossy.
Good morning, guys.
Now, you would have been scouring the internet last night, PFA Awards, just seeing what happened and, you know, what the story was.
Yes, absolutely, Stewie. And it's a big night on the calendar for our code in this country because the awards are voted by the peers. And as you know, as a former professional, finely tuned athlete, when you're voted by your peers, it means a lot more than when it's voted for by the media or,
absolutely,
you know, other aspects of the game. So Harry Kuehl was honoured with the Alex Tobin Award for his services to football, which paid honour to him. We'll get back to that in a second. Aaron Moy, the male player of the year. Lydia Williams, the Matildas goalkeeper, the female player of the year. And Jamie McLaren from Brisbane, the under-23 player of the year. So fantastic awards, all very humbling for those players and well-deserved, I must say. But it begs the question, the best Socceroo ever. If I gave you a short list of Harry Kuehl, Tim Cale and Mark Viduka, which wouldn't be everyone's short list, but that's my short list.
Yep.
TK, who do you reckon?
Harry Kuehl.
Harry Kuehl for you.
Champions League.
Yeah.
FA Cup.
Yep.
Correct. Junior superstar. No one can boast his record.
Best ever Australian player, voted in 2012.
He is, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, well, he was. Yeah.
Pretty hard
from
to go past
that
him,
three you
it?
Gave me.
Yeah.
We forget how good he was.
Yeah, I go for Viduka.
What did he win?
You know what? I'm not judging him just on trophies alone.
What
and
did
I know
he win?
That can be a tangible gauge. But for me, Viduka, 409 games, 202 goals at club level. Now, he'll always be tainted because he didn't score
for the Socceroos.
He scored 11 goals in 43 caps for the Socceroos. Mm. But we played a 4-5-1. Almost his entire career.
And he was
Socceroo
a good foil for the others, wasn't he?
He was fantastic.
He used to bring the ball
at the
down,
top of
he?
His game, he was. Mm. You couldn't defend him. He was brilliant. And I shouldn't vote for him because he scored four goals against Liverpool at Elland Road for Leeds. But I'm going to. I just saw it as an overall footballer. Take all the pomp and ceremony away from it. As a technical footballer and what he brought to the teams he played in, I thought he was our best ever footballer.
You don't hear a lot of him these days. What does he do with himself?
A funny story, very quickly. I ran into him after we lost the 2011 grand final up in Brisbane with Graham Arnold at the airport the next morning. Arnie said, what have you been doing, Dukes? And he goes, mate, I've found this great sport off the coast of Croatia. I take my boat out, I throw a stick of dynamite overboard, it blows the fish up, they float to the surface and I just scoop them up with the net. Dynamite fishing. He said, is that all you're doing with yourself? He goes, yeah, brilliant.
So he's doing nothing. He's just enjoying life is what you're saying.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, the other boats stay away from him.
Yeah, don't get anywhere near him.
So. Now, we've got Champions League going on, mate, at the moment. That man Messi has scored in the 11th minute for Barcelona. They lead Borussia 1-0. Manchester City 1-1 with Celtic. 40 minutes gone, Mossy, in these matches. 1-1 Manchester City up against Celtic. And Arsenal, currently away from home, lead Basel 2-0. They're the sort of big ones.
My tip's looking all right at this stage.
Yeah,
too.
They are. Yeah, they're pretty solid. Bayern Munich 1-0 up over Atletico Madrid.
Love that. Love that.
So we'll keep an eye on them right throughout the morning.
Fantastic. Just quickly, the expansion.
Yes.
Expansion of the A-League. FFA have come out and said it will be expanded 2018-19.
Someone told me 18. I heard 18. The ultimate would be 18 teams.
Yeah, but that's not by 2018.
Okay.
That's well down the track. Yeah.
Tasmania?
Yeah, Tasmania are right in there. A bid from Brisbane, possibly Brisbane Strikers and Ipswich. Of course, Southern Sydney always keeps popping up. South Melbourne. There's bids coming out of the woodwork, but FFA will release the framework in February 2017, a couple of months from now, and the successful bids will have a year to get themselves ready.
Mm. All right,
good news. And
good
that's
news.
Tied in with a new TV deal, of course, which is imminent.
All right, mate. Sounds good. Now, we've got the double pass again for Sydney FC v Melbourne City. General admission. It's not the high-flying TK-type style corporate
Place.
Box. Double pass. General admission, Sydney FC. First two callers to ring. Tickets will be yours. Is there a quiz or something? You just, you know.
We did the quiz yesterday, but this is going to be a bumper of a game. 1v2 at ANZ Stadium. Sydney flying high. Melbourne
Timmy.
City. Timmy Cale against Sydney's Invincibles. That's how they're billing it. So it should be an absolute cracker. Get on the phone, guys.